Summer is traditionally the season for weddings. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, couples marry not just in June, but July and August. And where there are weddings, there are songs.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
This year, wedding guests may have heard a DJ play this Rod Stewart song. 100 years ago, they would have heard this.
I love you.
I Love You Truly was composed by Carrie Jacobs Bond. Her name may not ring any bells, but she is now the subject of a new book. And as Fred Wasser reports, she was the wedding songwriter of her day.
One of the people who has not forgotten the name Carrie Jacobs Bond is Max Marath.
Her music was charming, memorable, hummable. People loved it.
Marath is best known for helping to revive ragtime in the 1970s, but Carrie Jacobs Bond was also an early musical love.
I started singing her music when I was in the 7th grade boys' glee club in North Junior High School in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Marath tells Bond's story in his new book, I Love You Truly. Marath calls it a biographical novel. It's written in her voice. It begins this way.
In 1927, I wrote an autobiography. It was a volume of soft lies. The lies were mostly those of omission. I was 65 years old and had created for myself the public image of a wise and motherly woman.
She conveyed a similar image through her songs, says mezzo-soprano and voice teacher Joan Morris.
Carrie Jacobs Bond came from a world that would not have forgiven anything improper. So in her songs, I think she was careful to stay within boundaries.
When it came to business, Bond pushed those boundaries. Max Marath says she was tenacious and sometimes ruthless.
She had a relentless ego. Now, you know something? We would say that about George Gershwin, and we'd say it about Irving Berlin, and we'd say it about any male composer. Of course they have overwhelming egos. Of course they want success. Of course they try to handle their public image. Carrie Jacobs Bond never had a press agent. She was her best press agent.
She had to be. Her husband died when she was 33 with a young son to support. She moved from Iron River, Michigan to Chicago, where she'd be closer to the music publishers. But when Bond got to Chicago, the publishers brushed her off.
I have seen all the following words used to tell her, "We don't want you." "Oh, Mrs. Bond, your music is too arty. Mrs. Bond, your music is too complicated. Mrs. Bond, your music is too simple. Mrs. Bond, why don't you do ragtime?"
Carrie Jacobs Bond did an end run around Tin Pan Alley and opened her own publishing house. She owned every note and every word of everything she wrote.
"Just a weary inn for you, all the time a feeling blue."
One of the first songs Bond published is a setting of the Frank Stanton poem, Just a Weary Inn for You. Mezzo-soprano Joan Morris likes the way Bond marries words to music.
"Restless, don't know what to do, just a weary inn for you."
You like singing it, and you know you're going to be able to make a good effect with it. So singers love those kind of songs.
"Morning comes, the birds awake, used to sing so for your sake, but there's sadness in the notes that come trilling from their throats."
"Just a Weary Inn for You" became a parlor music hit in the days when sheet music, arranged for the piano, was how most people heard music. The song sold more than 2 million copies. She had another hit with The End of a Perfect Day, which became a World War I anthem and was recorded by many singers, including Paul Robeson, right before World War II.
"Well, this is the end of a perfect day, near the end of a journey too. But it leaves a thought that..."
heart is big and strong, with a wish that is kind and true.
200 published songs, almost 20 million copies of sheet music sold. But Carrie Jacobs Bond only had 3 hits. That's not bad, says writer and musician Max Marath.
Except for I Love You Truly, The End of a Perfect Day, and Just a Worryin' for You, I'd never heard of any of her other music. She didn't have any other big successes. Who did in those days? How many other composers of her generation had 3 hits that were still recorded in 1940?
By then, Bond's music had been overshadowed by that of Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, and the Gershwin Brothers. But still, her music continued to be recorded over the decades by Bing Crosby, Pat Boone, Benny Goodman. Maybe one of these days you'll even hear I Love You Truly at a wedding again. For NPR News, I'm Fred Wasser.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.